Blog Talk Radio.
Adore thee, O believing, fair star.
Thank you. Lord, I cannot be silent, this love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, now I love to proclaim it in tongues wherever I am.
Victorious by great name we pray.
Amen.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. I don't know what happened a while ago. There's a person on the line, and the person dropped, and then the whole thing dropped. I don't know. God is good. He's so great. I'm so thankful to know that we are here now. The Lord said we are two or three gathered together. He is in the midst, and I know he is in the midst, brothers and sisters. So let us bow and let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you have set for your children, son and daughter, that we can come in this place here together, Lord, wherever we are in our home, Lord, and we are watching this program tonight, dear Lord. We ask you to pour your blessings upon each heart. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of all our many sins, and we are asking you at this time, dear God, to send your Holy Spirit upon us as we join together to share and to give you praises, Lord, for all the things that you have done for us. You are so good. You are so great. Father, you said in your words, if we contend with you, you will contend with us. And we here come to say thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping us, Lord, safe. Thank you for providing for us food, shelter, clothing, and also a relationship with you that we can open your words and feed upon your word. And we also thank you for carrying us safely, Lord, through all the crisis that is happening, even the diseases that is on the land, dear Father. You have kept us safely, Lord, from those plague pestilence that is going around. And we just want to come and say thank you. Bless his heart, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, who are coming in late from work. We ask you, Lord, to allow them that they will join us, Lord, and to allow us, Lord Jesus, that we have a set time. And, Lord, we start this program 7 o'clock. And when we come on the line late and can't get to, you know, finish, we just only have this few minutes, you have to say, on this line, Lord. So allow us, Lord Jesus, that we will be obedient to your command, Lord. Because if we cannot keep up it now, what is going to happen when the time comes when we have to follow you, fully surrender everything to you, Lord, and to be able to go and share your word. So we ask you, Father, to allow your brothers and your sisters, your sons and your daughters, that they will join, dear Lord, so that we will able to finish up, Lord, and time, dear Lord, where we can get our good rest. So, dear Lord, we place it in your hand. We pray in Jesus' name. Yes, my dear brothers and sister beloved, welcome to Advent Health Thursday night. And we are so grateful to know that we could be here. I will just sing this opening song, and then our scripture passage is Genesis 1:29 and 3 John 1:4. And if there is anyone on the line who would like to read a scripture passage for us after I finish singing this song, you can read Genesis 1:29, right? And then somebody else can read 3 John 1:3. And this is our topic scriptures, our meditation scriptures, of what we are going in the ministry of health, healing, and health tonight. So let us focus upon the things that God had promised us, and he wants us to be obedient. So let us go into the word. So if someone can find 1 John, Genesis 1:29, and if you could read it after the start, this song of meditation, this song. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is really whatever man may say. I feel his hands of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's almost here. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who found. No other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen, amen. Welcome again, my dear brothers and sisters. He lives within our heart. So because he lives in our heart and we know he is here with us, I'm asking my brothers and sisters who join, welcome on the Health Thursday night. And we are asking my brothers and sisters, please, to share our scripture passage we're reading from Genesis 1:29. If someone would like to find that for me and read, let us all share together, brothers and sisters. So I'm going to open the line. Can you find Genesis 1:29, and another person can find 3 John 1, and we will do it in 1-4. So I'm going to open this line. 518-482, can you read the scripture passage for me, your name, and where you're calling from?
This is Ken Sinelli from Upper State, New York. Okay, I'm reading Genesis 1:29, right?
It says
that, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister. This is what a command that God said, that he will give us every green herb for meat, and it was so. So this is a command, my dear brothers and sisters, and let us continue to follow this command. And I'm going to open this line now. You want to continue, can return John 1:4 if you want, since you are on the line.
Georgia. Mm-hmm.
The elders unto the well-beloved guys. Okay, you get it, my dear sister. I can read it if you don't.
Sir John, you want to read? Sir John?
Yes, Sir John, just 1 to 4.
Sir John, 1 to 4. Okay. Second, Sir John, 1 to 4. The elders unto the well-beloved, Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see the love that God has for us? You know, he's telling us that he loves, that we must be, when we wish above all things, that his children, brothers and sisters on this line, right? The Lord wants us to prosper and be in good health. Right? And he loves to hear when our brothers and sisters here go out with the truth and present the truth to others by sharing books and then and comforting those who are brokenhearted. Help the sick that we know that we have plenty, sister and brother who are doing it here where they are helping the sick. You know, so we just have to be thankful to God for what he has been doing for us, my dear beloved, right? So this is what the Lord wants us to command. We found it in Genesis, that is the Old Testament, and also we go into the New Testament, and we found it. So God have given us all these wonderful promises, and he wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. So this is the period of time, my dear brothers and sisters, where you can share, you know, we start on a little late bit, where we can share, come on, welcome, share, and some of the things that you know uses, because we have Health Thursday. Tonight is our Health Thursday night, and we would like briefly that everyone could get the opportunity that they could share some of the remedy, you know, those green herbs and those things that you use to boost your immune system, you know, some of the things that we can use. And we know, because the Lord have given us this message and also the 8 laws of health, the new start, and we know what the new start is, brothers and sisters. He gave us the nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And today the sunshine, it was a good, it was in the morning, it wasn't too hot, you know, we did not get much, like what I must say, it looked like we was going to get rain, but after we got some sunshine, and it was very good. I saw my granddaughter went out with her baby, and she was there giving the baby a good walk. You know, that sun is good. Even the little baby, in you know, enjoys the sunshine. So, brothers and sisters, God is so good. He knows what we want. So this is the opportunity for each brothers and sister. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters, you know, let us share briefly, you know, that everyone can share. You know, we have a late start, and we would like everyone to share. So I'll open some line, brother, that we can share. And if I'm going to open some line for you, share briefly so that we all can, you know, be a part of this program. All right, so I'm going to open this line. 423, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Good evening. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee. I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness towards me. I don't deserve it, but I just thank him for his goodness and his mercy. And, you know, and the wake-up call this morning, you know, many did not wake up this morning, but I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning yet another day as I went out and, you know, got my fresh air and exercise and sunlight. I was able, you know, going to the store doing errands and stuff, I was able to share the gospel with others and also pass out books. And I'm just thanking the Lord. And there's a, what is it, MCT oil, which is really good. It's good for those with memory loss, those that have, you know, brain fog and different issues. That MCT oil is good. And it also come in a powder form. I found a powder form at Walmart. You know, it's made up of coconut. And it's also, there's an oil base. MCT oil is good for brain fog, memory loss, and it,
it's can good you repeat for it again, Arla? Can your M?
Yes. C?
Can you repeat?
MCT. Did you get it?
No.
M. M. C is in cat. T is in Tom. MCT.
Okay. MCT, right?
Oil. Uh-huh. It's a brain booster. It's really good. So I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters to look into it and to share it with others and, you know, to be a blessing and to use the natural remedy. Follow the 8 laws of health so that your body can be in good shape so that, you know, you can prosper in health and in spirit. So I'm not going to take up too much time, and I'm just glad to be on a prayer line through all the busyness of my day and tomorrow, preparation day. I'll be on the prayer line. I'll have visitors, but praise the Lord that I'll come and join with my brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his mercies endured forever. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for coming on and to share this brain booster, right? MPT oil, and I'm asking my brothers and sisters, check it out, right? You know that God gave us the natural remedy, and he wants us to use it, right? So we are asking you guys to check it out, and for yourself, she's the call, and I say, giving you for medicine, she's willing that she use it, and it really helps her. It is good for you know, for what you see of our brain, right? So we all need our little brain booster. So we just want to thank Sister Carla for really coming and also sharing. Yes, my dear brothers and sister, I am going to open this line. Yes, Sister 518-482. I know you always come with an L tip. You know, I just asking you if you could just present your L tip that we will be able to get to everyone and wait for our speaker.
Okay, Sister Powell, let me press one, right? Okay, Sister Powell, thank you for opening my line. This evening, I'm going to just give one. I'm going to speak about the eyes. The eyes is the light of the body, right? And I want to say right away now, I want to speak about puffy eyes, because you see most people with something on the eyes, a small area, which the eye appear very puffy, right? And it looks like there are bugs under the eyes. You know what's the cause of that? The liver and the kidney are being overworked and undernourished. So what the remedy for that is very simple. Do not drink liquor. Use tobacco. Limit your salt intake. Avoid monosodium glutamate, right? MSG. Improve your diet by switching to nutritious food, like fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grain, nuts, and legumes. Excuse me. Greasy, processed, and junk food. Don't use that. It may seem to be nice because you can get it so quickly, but undernourished, it's undernourished, and it's causing us wearing out our body. Caffeine produced only a whip. It makes you, you know, it gives you a little pep, as I must say, when you use caffeine. But it drops lower than when it's wear out from your body. Your body goes low. Avoid doing work which requires you to bend over. And because this makes the eye bags more under your eyes, sleep, like if you haven't lost sleep for a whole month, if you're hanging over, bending over, it's not good. Sleep on your back, right? Another of the remedy is to wrap some ice cube in a cloth and apply it to the area for quick relief under the eyes. And last of all, another the last advice here I have is avoid drinking fluids when going to bed, just before bed, going to bed. And the encouragement here this evening is, it says, Christ came to teach human beings what God desired them to know in heaven above, in the earth, and in the broad waters of the ocean. We see the handiwork of God. All created things testify of his power, his wisdom, his love, but not from the stars of the ocean or the cataract can be learned, or the personality of God as it is revealed in Christ. So that is my encouragement this evening for all of us on this line. I am happy to be here this evening, and I want to sing this song for the beauty of the earth. And if you know it, you can sing along with me. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our grateful song of praise. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, pleasure pure and undefined. Lord of all, to thee we raise grateful song of praise. For the gift of thy dear Son, for the hope of heaven at last, for the Spirit's victories won, for the crown when life is past. Lord of all, to thee we raise songs of gratitude and praise. I just want to say a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful privilege we have to come before you this evening and to mingle in our voice as brothers and sisters and encouraging others on this prayer line. Bless all those who are in this prayer line this evening. And those who are late in coming, Lord, help them that they may be able to bring their little encouragement. And as we encourage each other on the pathway of life, because as we look forward into these days that we are living, we see there are so many different sicknesses that are around us, Father. We pray that you will help us to adhere to these little tips that we get from day to day, that they will keep us healthy, because the Lord desire of it, his desire is for no one to be sick. His desire is for all of us to be healthy. So we just want to thank you, dear Father, for adhering to these little tips so that we can keep healthy. Thank you, Father, for hearing, and thank you for answering my prayer. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Paul.
Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for coming and always bringing your help, tip and advice, brothers and sisters. This is what the Lord called us to do. As we read, you know, what he told us, right? So after he told us that, this is a command, both in Genesis and in 3 John. And also, We heard, you know, Sister Carla came on, you know, and give us our health tip, Lord, a great tip, natural tip. And also Sister Consinelli come on with both her song, you know, praise, and to allow us that we have to trust God in everything he told us to do, especially about health. And we know that we have a wonderful health message, and it is the right arm of the gospel health message. And as I heard Sister, my dear sister, you know, telling us all these advices that she have given, she gave us all these wonderful tips, and I do hope that, you know, we are making use, taking use. We don't, this is not something that we are paying for. This is something that comes freely to us. And we just want to give to God all the praise for what he has been doing for each one of us. And while you were talking about this, my dear sister, this morning I was reading and the health message, the minister of healing, and I took stimulants and the narcotics. You know, I just found this, you know, hoping the book, and I started to read this chapter. And brothers and sisters, sometimes we here are saying that we are not taking this, we're not drinking smoking, we're not drinking strong drink, and, you know, beer, liquor, putting in strong dose, bad drugs within us. But there are a lot of things we are doing. And when I started to read this thing, you know, look at both tea and coffee, right? A lot of us, even Seventh-day Adventists, you know, having their coffee, going to the coffee shop and buying their coffee, you know, and this book is telling us, even in our pantry with the food that we eat, look in, there are some of the things that we use in you know, our seasoning, our spices that we use, all these things is telling us that, you know, not because we're not drinking rum or smoking cigarette or drinking coffee, but there are things that we are doing. And I just read a little portion till I get my brothers and sisters to press one so that we can. But I will just share this, and it's in the Minister of Healing, and I'm reading page 1433, Stimulants and Narcotics. That's a little portion till my sisters and brothers press one that they can share. He said, under the head of stimulants and narcotics, he's close to a great variety of articles, that all together use in food or drink. So I believe that, my dear brothers and sisters, even in our food and in our drink, we are using things that should not be. And I will just share this thing. You know, is a lot of us brothers and sisters not reading labels, right? And I am encouraging my brothers and sisters, whatsoever you take up at the store, at the grocery store, just read those labels. Some of them are so fine. Yes, I know they notice that you can't only recognize what they said on it. Well, we are encouraging my brothers and sisters to read labels, because you wouldn't know that alcohol is even in the vanilla that, you know, we, and that is a stimulant. It is in beer, and some alcohol is in the bread, it's in the cake, it's in a lot of stuff, brothers and sisters. So let us make sure to read. It says, all together use as food or drink, and it irritates the stomach, poison the blood, and excite the nerves. Their use is a positive evil. Men seek the excitement of stimulants because for that time the results are agreeable, but there is always a reaction. The use of unnatural stimulants always tend to excess, and it is an active agent in promoting physical degeneration and decay. So we know that stimulants is not good for our body. And there are some of them that we know most people use it in their daily food, right? We are going in a few of it. It said, in the fast stage, The less exciting the food, the better. Condiments are injurious in their nature. Mustard, a lot of people have used their mustard. Pepper, spices, I said. Pickles, a lot of people love their pickles. And other things of the like character. It irritates the stomach and make the blood feverish and impure, right? The inflamed condition of the junkard stomach is often pictured as illustrating the effort of alcoholic liquors. A similar inflamed condition is produced by the use of irritating condiments. Some soon ordinary food does not satisfy the appetite, and the system feels a want, a craving for something more stimulating. I'm just going to read this. I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press one that I can open. Tea and coffee. Tea acts as a stimulant and to a certain extent produce intoxication. The action of coffee and many other popular drinks is similar. The first effect is exhilarating. The nerve of the stomachs are excited. These convey an irritation to the brain, and this in turn is a ruse to impart increased action to the heart and short-lived energy to the entire system. Fatigue is forgotten, and the strength seems to be increased. The intellect arose, and the imagination becomes more valid. I will just stop there and can open the line. So, brothers and sisters, you can go back and you can, and read these things, because some of the things that we don't know, right? And we are using it, things that we should not be using in our body. So, we're asking you to go back and read this chapter. Thank you for listening. Okay, 272-770. Can you tell your name, where you're calling from?
Yes, hi.
Your line is open.
Thank you so much. Thank you for opening my line. God bless you all on this Health Thursday. And my name is Tymeco Preston. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. So I thank you so much again, and I would like to share with you Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 6. And it says, "Behold, I will bring in health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth." Amen. So I would also like to share with you, I have 10 tips on health, and I'll start with number one. So I have number one is eat as if you are in Eden, enjoying more fruits, more vegetables, nuts, whole grains in the most natural state possible. And number two is start walking at least 30 minutes a day. A moderate walk is the most effective and cheapest form of exercise available. And a bonus is to walk with a friend. And number three is to drink more water and put away soft drinks and coffee. Most people are chronically dehydrated, and it's slowly killing them. And number four, get enough sunlight, but not too much. We need sunlight for vitamin D production, better rest, and even just to feel better. And number five is avoid caffeine, nicotine, sugars, and other drugs. These ingredients can destroy immune function and get you prematurely. And number six is find time to breathe in the clean air. Oxygen is the most important substance for life and health. Go to where it is in purest and breathe deep in. And number seven is honor the Sabbath day, fellowship, and worship at church. Place your worries with God, and you'll be refreshed, ready to tackle the coming week. And number eight is get enough sleep during the week. Maintain a regular bedtime schedule of at least 7 hours every night. Number nine is slow down, keep stressful situations to a minimum. Avoid debts and spend within your means. You'll be a lot more happier with less stuff to worry about. And number 10 is trust in God. Pray and remember to read your Bible more. Remember that you have a friend in Jesus Christ and his claim, his promises each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. So, these are the little 10 steps of health that I wanted to share with my dear brothers and sisters. And also I wanted to share that I've also been having a sore throat, so I've been taking my little remedy, which is lemon juice, or you can use fresh lemons, garlic and onions, and also cayenne pepper and ginger. So those are very helpful things to help out your immune system to keep you healthy as well. So I would like to share that with you. And also my friend's daughter, Sister Presley, she told me her daughter was sick with a cold and a fever. And I told her to try putting the onions and the garlic in her socks while she's sleeping through the night. And it really helped her. She said by the morning she felt much better. So I praise and thank the Lord that these helpful tips and remedies are helping, you know, the children even and the parents. It's such a blessing. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I would like to sing, I haven't sung this song in a while, so I have to get used to it. But I would like to sing in times like these. If you have your hymnal, you can sing along with me. It's on page 593. Amen. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, he is the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he is the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for opening my lines, dear Sister Powell. God bless you all. Be safe and well and stay healthy. Amen. God bless you. Love you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear Sister Tamiko, for that wonderful reading, Jeremiah 33:36. And also the fruit of the Spirit, we start with New Start, right? And most of these things that our dear sister gave us, right? We have 8 laws of health. Dr. Carl, she gave us 10 steps. I hope you guys write down those steps, right? She told you about healing. She told about food and well, the nutritious part of it and the exercise, walk daily, the water drinking, the sunshine and your vitamin D. And she told us to avoid sugar and caffeine. That is what we are talking about. These things is not good for us. Also the air, the fresh air, new start, and the wonderful rest that God has given unto us, the Sabbath rest. You know, that is a day. And we know that it's going to be a test, Lord, coming up on us, God's people. So we have to be faithful. So when that time comes, we will able to hang on, not like what we are getting now. You have to take this vaccination. You have to. If you don't take this vaccination, you won't able to take the plane ride. You won't able to go into the store. You won't able to do this. You won't able to do that. So we just have to ask the Lord to keep us, you know, because we know the time is coming when they are going to say, if you do not worship on the Sunday, the Lord's day, you won't be able to buy and sell, so we have to practice from now and ask the Lord to keep us here. And that is also, you know, our health, you know, that is going to help us. God is going to help us that we will carry, he will carry us through all these things that is happening in this world. He also spoke about sleep. We, you know, we need enough sleep. And also need to be slowed down because, brothers and sisters, I have noticed that sometimes I said, wow, you know what? I saw God's people at this time where they should be slowing down. They are just as busy as any other person. They are very busy. And some of us are even busy that we can't even take up the word of God. We can't study, we can't pray, and all these things, our prayer life actually gone right down. So let us pray that God will arouse us back again, that we will be able to do the things that God wants us. This is not the time for us to be going busy up, busy, busy, busy. It's time for us to slow down in the word and to be busy doing aggressive evangelism by sharing the word to others out here. And the great thing that we have to do, trusting God. Thank you for those 10 tips, my dear sister. And we pray that God will allow us. You know, we have been grateful. We just have to say we are very grateful to have on this line. I'm telling you, we have people, our sisters and our brothers who came on this line and share, you know, some wonderful, wonderful tip or health tip and encouraging word to comfort us at this time. Because in this time, we all need each other. So I just want to thank you, Sister. Everyone, Sister Cantinelli, Sister Carla, and Sister Tamiko, and the others who come on this line here to share, and also the speakers. We want to give God thanks for that, those resources that we are getting on this line. And also our dear beloved Brother Eli, in which I'm going to open his line up. 857, your line is open.
Hello, my dear brothers and sisters. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's merciful. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy. And Sister Power, I would like to thank Sister Tamiko, who encouraged me earlier. Sister Tamiko encouraged me, and I say, Sister Tamiko, thank you. Thank you for encouraging me because I was crying earlier because Shamika, you know, Sister Power, Shamika says she doesn't like me, but now Shamika likes me by the grace of God. By the grace of God, right? right now, Sister Power, Sister Shamika, like me. So lift her up in prayer because she needs a lot of prayer. So please pray for her and please lift her up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Brother Javel, Brother Jihari. Pray for Brother Jihari, Sister Power. Pray for dear Brother Jamal. Do lift them up in prayer. And Sister Power, thank you all for praying for all of us. May God bless you all on the prayer line, Advent Light Ministry. May God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved brothers. Eli, you know, Brother Eli, thank God that we have brothers and sisters can encourage each other. And, you know, those are praise reports. When we are down, and we have our brothers and sisters that we can call, and they can sing a song, give us an encouraging word. You know, that it come like, that is, it brings joy to our hearts. So we have to stick together, my dear brothers and sisters. My sister, and I'm going to give you a little praise report. You know what? God is so good. He's so great. As Brother Eli shared and said, he was down. And what happened? He called, Sister Tamiko called, and Sister Tamiko could encourage her, the Brother Eli. And I do know that Sister Tamiko prayed with Brother Eli, and Brother Eli said, better, and Sister Shamiko could call and said, oh, Brother Eli, I like you, you know. You know, it was just a joke, or, you know, all these little things. And I know Brother Eli is strengthened. So God is good. I'm going to give a little praise report. And this is a praise report that, you know what, that sometimes we don't stop to and say, Lord, thank you for what you have done. Yesterday I was here, brothers and sisters. And, you know, I knew I wanted something, want to go down to the Ed store. Honest wait, but I said, no, I'm waiting until my daughter come that, you know, I will get a ride that she can drive me down because I don't want to, you know, go down there now by walking. You know, I just talking to myself. And there the doorbell rang. Who I saw came, one of my dear beloved sister, you know, came up and brought gift too, you know, some wonderful, lovely fruit she brought. And she said, oh, I said, you're not going to stop. She said, no, I'm going down the air. So yeah, what Sister Power said, okay, wait for me. I am going. And I dressed already, you know, just to put on my hat and take my purse. And we walk, both of us. She's a little fast walker, faster than Sister Power. I said, if you think I'm walking too slow, you can go along. She said, no. And we walked down, and we had some books in our hand, you know, some packets of book, and we gave out the book, and we went to the store, and, you know, I was able to share the word of God, share the Sabbath, share the long live of people in California, the group in there who, you know, when I saw the older people, them all, you know, pushing in the cart and doing, you know, active, and I was just sharing with there's a few people at the store. And brothers and sisters, I felt good. I saw my retired pastor and his wife. You know, we were there to talk a little. And then my sister, both of us walk. I reach home, and then she had to walk to her home. You know, it brings joy in my heart to know, you know, that the love, that's the love that Christ has for each of us, you know. You know, so he wants us to be our brother's keeper. And I just want to give God thanks for that praise report, and thank my sister who come for me that we could walk and have a wonderful time yesterday together, you know, and we all reach home. God take us back home safely, and we rejoice and give him all the praise. So brothers and sisters, let us stick together. You know, God wants us to love each other, and if we can't love each other, we cannot love him. So I just want to thank everybody for sharing. I'm going to open the line, this line. I can share, and then we will go in price, and then the next voice you will hear is the speaker. 240, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Howdy do, beloved. It is a pleasure to be here.
I actually finished one of my class. I have something that is due today. But God was so good. I went to, you know, to my doctor's appointment, got some good report. God is good. You know, I mean, I don't know if I shared with you all that my vitamin D level was low. And, you know, I have learned that when your vitamin D level is low, not only are you susceptible to, you know, because I have terrible allergies and, you know, to, you know, get stuff, but it also gives you pain, right? So sometimes you'll feel this extra pain. So whenever, if you're feeling additional and extra pain that you know you're supposed to, you shouldn't be feeling, chances are you want to make sure that you go and check your vitamin D level. So I was excited that it increased because it was terrible low. It increased that and increased, and I was excited. So I had some decent, I had some positive report as it pertains to, you know, my vitamin D level going up. And I just want to say, you know, I thank God for his blessings. I thank God for his mercy. I know I was on a morning prayer line, part of the prayer line that Sister Powell and some of her beloved individuals do in the morning. And she came up with a scripture. I think it was Isaiah 14:14. Sister Paul, was that the one that says God will fight our battle? I think it was, you said Isaiah. Was it Isaiah 14:14? And that was just right on time. Isaiah 14:14. Remember which one it was, but it was in Isaiah. So I know somebody's going to be able to find it and kind of guide us to it. And that is what, you know, for me, going through all of the things that I'm going through, she reminded me, you know, I heard her talk about this wonderful love letter that we have, or these many love letters that we have in this ancient word, right, that God will fight our battles. So no matter what men may throw away, no matter the sneers that the enemy may plan for us, I want you to remember that God will fight our battles. And that's beautiful for me. You know, so when I'm going through, when I see things are looking like, you know, wait a minute, you know, this is a little uncomfortable. This storm, I'm not liking the way how it's going. I can be reminded that God told me that he will fight my battles. So I don't have to worry, right? I had caused, you know, where I live, I'm calling from Maryland, so where we live, my home is heated with oil, right, with heating oil. And so I am calling, and I forgot I was supposed to do it earlier, like kind of in the summer. Anyway, you know, because of the demand and the supply and the shortage or whatever, you know the prices went up. You all know that. And I called, I remembered, and actually I went in, I went to my mailbox and I received a coupon. And so I had a coupon for this company, and they gave me, you know, every month, they would give me a discount with a coupon. So I happened to call because I remembered, and I was like, wait a minute, I want to call. I don't want it to get too cold. I want to call to see what they have out there. I got the coupon that called. And so when I was placing the order, she was like, how much, you know, because it's my company that I've used before. And so she said, how much? And I told her, and I said, well, I have a coupon, you know, and I told her how much the coupon was. And she was like, well, you know what, we have a better deal. She was like, we could give you more, you know, take off some more off it per month if you put a yard sign, if you agree to put a yard sign. So I was like, oh, sure. You know, I mean, I'm getting an extra blessing, absolutely sure. And so I ordered it. She gave me the discount. She told me that they would come today or tomorrow. And so I forgot that I had my appointment today. And so I called back and I was like, well, I have an appointment, and my method of payment was going to be cash or I did tell her. For some reason, I told her, I said cash or check. And she said, okay, I would know cash or check. That's what I told her when I placed the order. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go. And they don't tell you what time. They just said, we're coming today or tomorrow.
And so I said, well, I'm not going to be here today, so let me call back. So I called and I said to her, well, I just want to know, you said today or tomorrow, but I'm not going to be here today, and I just want to make sure, you know, as to when are they coming. She said, well, they definitely coming today. I said, well, can you let them know? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave the check in an envelope, post on my door, and, you know, whatever yard sign or whatever they need to leave for me, they could kind of leave it right. She said, sure, no problem. So lo and behold, I went to my doctor's appointment, got there safe, everything was okay. And so I posted on my door, and when I came back, it was gone, and they left the information in my mailbox. So that worked out successfully. So I just thank God that there was a conflict, and though it might seem small to you, I want to share that God works all of our situation out, right? He will give us a way to maneuver through it, all right? And so my next praise report is that as I was coming back, one of my doctors in Virginia, and so it's terrible. The traffic is so terrible. I hear my other phone ringing. The traffic is so terrible. And so I was getting caught up, right? And my other class started at 6 o'clock. But this professor is just so awesome. Because today is the last day, she said, you know what, we're just going to do kind of like a mini thing, a little check-in, whatever. So I sent her a text when I realized that I was running behind in terms of the traffic. And she was so sweet. She said to me, you know, don't worry about it. That's fine. And so I'm very anal when it comes to, you know, going to school and doing all of those type of stuff and doing work or tasks that I'm supposed to do, just in anything that I do. And so anyway, I'm sorry. There was a beep coming in. Sorry. I apologize for that. So anyway, she understood. And at 6 o'clock, my class was starting at 6 o'clock. I was nearing home, but I didn't get home yet. And so I called her. She gave me her phone number, my professor. So I called her, you know, just to kind of let her know that, you know, I'm almost there, but, you know, I wanted to just touch bases there, even though she told me that it was okay. Because as an educator, I don't want her to get in any kind of slack. And I know that the director for the program kind of, you know, she's a little bit you know, not as kind as this professor. So I didn't want her to get any kind of flack. So I wanted to show that I was trying to call in or whatever. And so I ended up coming home. I got home a little bit after 6 o'clock, and I ran in the house, logged into my computer, and I'm logged in, right? And the professor was there. And so I said to her, hey, professor, I said, I made it. And she said, this is what she said to me. She said, you know what, I wait around just for you because I know you. I said, I know, right? I'm anal, and I want to make sure that I popped in the classroom and let you know that, you know, I was here. Anything that I needed to do, you could let me know. She was like, don't worry about it. I got you. And so I just want to thank God because it's not me, right? People realize and people can see the light that you bring. It's not me. And so if I was someone that she knows was lackadaisical, didn't care or whatever, she would assign me a grade accordingly, right? But she knew, she was like, I knew something told me that you were going to try the hardest to come on no matter what, so I waited around for you. And I told her, thank you. And I, you know, gave her God's blessing, peace, and love, let her know that, you know, I learned so much, and I thank her for being, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful professor and educator. So I just want to share that to let you know that it doesn't matter who you are around, we're called to be that light. We're called to be that ambassador. Even while I was in my doctor's office, I was passing out the Great Controversy. That is like my little thing, and I have some people don't like the books, so I have what is it? It's on the little SIM card that you could put in your phone. So I gifted a man. He came into the doctor's office, and he was saying, "Oh yeah, I'm going on my honeymoon after 2 years." And today is going to be my last day, and then I'm going to be going. And I said, look, I have a gift for you and your wife. So I gave, he was like, oh, so good. I'm so thankful, da-da-da-da. I went into Staples. I'm dropping those things in CVS. So this is how we can't all go to Asia. We can't all go to Egypt. But we can be that light within our little community. Amen. So continue to pray for me. Amen. Continue to pray. Continue to pray for me and my family, and I do have a task that is due later today, so pray that God will give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the strength to be able to finish that. So thank you. And then you want me to, you want me to go into the prayer now? All right.
No,
okay. All right.
I'm going to open a little for Brother O'Neill.
Okay.
And then you can come on. 631, your line is open. Can you share your name and we ask you if you could do prayer for us that the speaker can take over?
Blessing, good evening, everyone. Thanks. Blessing, good evening, everyone. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line. I want to thank God for His love, His grace, and His mercy towards me, and how He has been doing great things. My daughter that had the injury or leg that has been fractured, she gave me a praise report Friday. She went to the doctor to take off the cast. I sent her some natural stuff to use to take, and she was taking it. And as she take off the cast, she told me Sabbath. She told me that, Daddy, I'm stop using the crutch now. I just put away the crutch and start stepping feet, and I'm moving around. So I want to give God thanks for that. After almost 2 months. She had the injury. Now they told her within 3 months or 4 months before she able to walk without the crutch. But to God be the glory, she's on her feet again, and I want to thank God for that. Yeah, I want to share something before I go. And then I go into prayer. I want to share something first, then I go into prayer. And this is from one of the doctors that is head of the investigation on the vaccine. Her name is Professor Heidi Larson, PhD, explained the problem with the confidence of healthcare providers in vaccines. What she said, Professor of Anthropology, Risk and Decision, Scientist Confidence Project. She's one of the directors of the Vaccine Confidence Project. And she was speaking at the World Health Organization. They have their meetings that you don't really hear on CNN, you don't hear on CBS, and you don't hear on those regular news forums, because it's supposed to be a private meeting that they discuss that should not go to the ear of the public. And why do you do not want the public to hear these things? That is something that we have to ponder. And she says, the other thing that's turned and an issue is not just confidence in providers, but confidence of healthcare providers. You hear that? We have a very wobbling health professional frontline that is starting to question vaccine and the safety of vaccine. So the not just the people who are, but also the doctors. They are not confident in this thing because doctors study for like 8 years. To become a professional doctor, and they don't spend half a day in that 8 years to know about, truly ignorant about these things, about vaccine. They can't explain to you when you ask them question about it, because guess what? They have not been informed about these things. But what they have been informed to say to us is it is safe and effective, and you and I who know about the message of health that God has given unto us. The only safe and effective way of remedying the human system is through God's methods alone. She says, that's the huge problem, because to this day, any study I have seen, and we're constantly looking on any studies in this space, still the most trusted person on any study I have seen globally is the healthcare provider. And if we lose that, we're in trouble. So she said, the healthcare provider. There's a problem with misinformation. It's not so simple. A lot of it is not misinformation. You know what she said? She is one of the person who's on the committee of the World Health Organization. So it's a World Global Vaccine Safety Summit. This is where she was speaking. And she says, the problem with misinformation is not so simple. A lot of it is not misinformation. She said, those who are speaking about natural ways of healing the body. Mainstream media is saying that it is misinformation, but she is one of the head person on the World Health Organization Global Vaccine Safety Summit. And she says that most of the thing that they say is misinformation is not misinformation, it's actually facts. This is person is paid by them. She work with the system, and if she can say that the majority of those who are telling things where who they are censoring is not misinformation they're putting out. And she says one of the main problem is that we are enforcing these things upon the people and not giving them information about the real facts about these things that they are hesitant about. If you do not tell people the truth, then at the end of the day, you are going to be responsible for that. In other words, that's what she's trying to say. So I'm glad I'm able to share that with you as I get dismissed this week. But let us pray as we welcome our sister to come and share with us, Stephanie. Any prayer requests, Sister Paul, because I didn't came on early. So I didn't hear the requests.
Yes, brother Eli, and overall you can pray for the group and pray just that the brothers and sister will join the group. You know, we having a lot of, you know, we have not been seeing some hearing from some of our sisters in that Florida. So pray for that and just pray overall for, you know, strength and also the encouragement that God, you know, that God will you help us that we will stand. You know, as you just give us the report a while ago about the vaccination and, you know, we are not getting the truth. Just pray that God will keep us.
I want to thank God for his wisdom, his knowledge and understanding to all of us and all that has been shared on this line. This platform has been around for quite a while, over past almost 7 years or counting. And it has been a blessing to me personally, and it has been a blessing to us. And this prayer, the prayer line has been a prayer line that has been around for a while, and we have to keep it going by sharing it and encouraging each other. Let us turn to God and our Father, we're truly thankful for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy towards us, your people. We thank you that you have given us life, health, and strength, in spite of all that is taking place around us, oh God. We want to thank you that you are our eternal Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ we come, the one whom we live and move and have all our being. Without your breath in our nostril, O God, then we could not function. We thank you, O Lord, that you have given us everything that we need daily, O God, protection. In our going out and our coming, the vision on our tables, oh God. Father, you're giving us so much, oh Lord. And Father, help us, Lord, to be thankful always and do not lose trust or lose confidence in you, in spite of all that is going on. So much of our brethren who's in the healthcare system, some that I know personally, who have lost their job because they chose to stand on the dust seat of the Lord. And Father, we know once we stand up for you, you will stand up for us, oh God. Father, I want you to strengthen their faith, oh God. Let them not be discouraged, oh God. They used to go to their jobs regularly in the week, and now they're home contemplating on their next move, what they will do. But Father, you already make the way clean for them. So Father, I pray, Lord, that they will allow you to constantly lead them and guide. Father, we see that the system of this world is crumbling more and more because, man, you have made us upright, as the wise man Solomon said, but man has sought out many inventions. And we know that the invention of man is always detrimental to them. Father, we ask you, O God, to forgive us in ways that we have sinned and come short of your glory. Lord, purify us, O God. Father, we are living in the time and age where character development, character building, the character of Jesus Christ is needed in our lives so that we can love those who hate us, oh God. Father, we can love those who despitefully use us, oh God. Father, I pray for each and everyone on the line. I pray for Brother Eli and all those folks we always ask, Isna, his mom, Jari, and everyone that he always mentioned, oh God, I place them into your care. And all those who come faithful on this line to share, Brother Yuri, and all Brother always come on Sundays and share the message of the prophetic of Daniel to us. I pray that you'll be with him and his mom as well. Guide him and protect them. Brother Rick and his daughter Ashley. Pray, Lord, that you'll be with her, Lord, that she make some stride to better her life, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll bring things to pass. Father, I pray for Scaliola, God. I pray for her son, Jarvis, oh God, that you'll be with him, that you'll guide him, you'll protect him, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you will remove any injuries from his life so that he can fully submit his life into your care. Father, I pray for our daughter as well, that you'll be with her, continue to bless her. I pray for her husband as well, that you'll be with him, oh God, continue to guide him. Father, I pray, Lord, as they seek to find a place to live outside of their place where they are, to a more country atmosphere, I pray, Lord, that you will work it out according to your will. Father, I pray for the blessing upon God, Yudi, and his ministry out there in Arkansas. I pray for the helpers that he has with him, oh God. Father, I pray, Lord, that you provide the means that operation will continue run so that he can bring souls to you. Father, I pray for all those who have been supporting him, oh God. Father, I pray for Sister Paula and our ministry back home in Jamaica. I pray for our children, our grandchildren as well. I pray, Lord, for to continue to bless her with long life and health and strength as she continue to do that which you have called her to do. Bless her ministry, oh God. Provide the means as she will assist those who are in need back home. Father, I pray for Sister Stephanie and her children. I place them into your care. I pray for the ministry of Sister Stephanie as well as she been ministered to whomever she come in contact with, wherever she goes, oh Lord. I pray for a doctor that as she has distributed that great controversy to the doctor, that I pray that you impress their heart, that they will read them. Father, I pray, Lord, my children, I place them into your care. Cover them under your blood. I pray for their mom as well. All my siblings, I pray that you be with them. Father, I pray for all my nieces and nephews, all my family members here in America as well. I pray that you will be with them in Canada, on all parts of the world, in England, where they are as well. Pray, Lord, that you be with them. Father, I pray, Lord, for Sister Consamoli. I pray for all the faithful persons that come on the line, those who have been absent, oh God, whatever the situation, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you be with them. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will help them, oh Lord, not to lose trust or confidence in you, God. Cover Sister Stephanie in your blood. Give her wisdom, knowledge, understanding that she will share tonight, oh Lord, and may it be a blessing to us. Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Honey, for joining. And good news, we heard that your daughter, you know, is doing much better. She's walking on her own now without crutches, and that is a great sign of healing. So we just want to thank and also sharing about the vaccination, brothers and sisters. We know that, you know, that God had placed us here for a reason. And all these things is going to happen, but all we have to do is stick together, pray for one another, and God is able to do all things. So thank you for sharing. And the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. I'm going to open the voice. 24988, your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Brother O'Neill. And I just wanted to continue, Lord. I touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to remove anything from me that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. Touch my lips with coal. Allow the message, the information that you have for us today will be one that will change us, that will stir us, Lord, that will give us your strength to be able to become more like you and to be able to finish and do this work that you have called us to do, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my answer, and then I ask you, Lord, to send the Holy Spirit down, touch your manservant, Lord, that has presented the message, the current event that is going on, Lord, as well as the prayer, Lord. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Give him a double portion, Lord, of your Holy Spirit, and I pray that he will be on so at the end you can share some more current events as well. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
And so I know
amen.
We want to say welcome to the Advent Life Ministry Health Thursday. I'm always excited, right, to be able to share, you know, be a part of this. As Brother O'Neill has stated that this has been going on for quite some time. So I am blessed. I wasn't here on, you know, with the conception, but I'm glad that I'm here now. This is really, really powerful to be able to be here. And I want to say that your prayers that you have prayed for on this line, on your morning line, God has been hearing it. Amen. And so we are to give God praise. We are to give him our testimonies when he does things that we've asked and he has answered. So I've shared with you all before that my daughter's face is cleared up. I've shared that God has just been blessing. The storm is coming. Don't think, and I'm in the storm, but I'm going to praise. I'm going to confuse the enemy, and I'm going to praise God anyway. And so I wanted to pick up. I'm going to go, Sister Paul, I know you did your the 8 doctors that makes house calls. That was one of the things that I saw when I went to my doctor today. She had a book out that talks about how to, it really was a help message. And I have given her the Ministry of Healing, but it really was about the help message. I clicked, turned on the page, and it was talking about we need to go to a more plant-based diet. We need to be eating grains and nuts and stuff. So I showed my other girlfriend, and I was like, look at this. You know, I said, the help message right there, and we are shying away from it. I had the pleasure, as I just wanted to share something. I had two things. I had the pleasure. There was one of my daughters, really, really good friend. They've been going to school for a very long time since, you know, I think, probably since 5 year old or 6, something like that, thereabouts. And her mom came down. Her mom contracted the pestilence, okay? And she had very mild symptom. She went to the doctor. You know what her doctor said? This is just in line with what Brother O'Neill just shared about, you know, what the doctor is saying and the misinformation. But it's not really people who, and it's amazing to me, well, no, it's not, because it's by design, that the people who are speaking up against it, they're deemed to be one that are creating and giving misinformation. And so one of the things she shared was that when she went to the doctor, and I've shared this on the line before with my, in regards to my sister-in-law that I know personally, who had contracted the pestilence and went to the doctor, had mild symptom, went to the doctor, and the doctor gave her what? Zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, gave her some Tylenol, and sent her back home. And when she was sharing the information with me, she said, you know what, I thank you. I thank you for telling me what I was supposed to be doing over the last 18 months. She just contracted it back in September. And she was like, thank you so much. September, August, yeah, thereabouts. She said, thank you so much because it was what you were sharing with me that I was doing. Why, when I did get it, it was not so bad. And that's something. And then when she, then I didn't know, Sister Powell from New York, up there in upstate, called her while she was experiencing it, told her to do the steam, right? Poor man, that's what I call it, poor man's steam, right? Put the water in the pot and put some lemon peels and eucalyptic and whatever. She said she was doing that. And that was what, you know, helped her, aid her. It wasn't a jab. It wasn't no fancy medication that they gave her. It was the things that, you know, that God has given us, right, that we can use as the healing, right? He gave us the herb and the green leaves for the healing of the land. And that's what she utilized. And so I segue back to this parent, my girlfriend, my daughter's girlfriend, mom, who had the same thing. The doctor told her, whatever you're doing, continue doing it, okay? He was like, what are you taking? She said, you know, I'm eating right. And she had actually contacted me, and I had shared information and recipe
with her because she wanted to do a transition to a plant-based diet. And I had given her some information from that. So she has actually changed her diet. One of the things she said she was having a hard time with was the cheese. And she said cheese. So I had given her some of the nutritional yeast and some different things, cashew, if she, you know, some of those recipes where she can utilize the cheese. And she said that the doctor was like, continue to take your zinc, continue to take your vitamin D, continue to take your vitamin C and your supplements, and you should be fine. And so if this doctor was supposed to go on mainstream media, as Brother O'Neill shared, he would be called and deemed as he's providing misinformation. However, there's another thing that aren't doctors supposed to give you all of the information? Huh? Doctors supposed to give you, when I look at the medication and look at just the write-up, they will say these are side effects that these medication can cause. However, there are side effects that are not listed here, right? Some side effects are not listed here. So if you feel anything different, you need to call your doctor. Do y'all notice that that's on medication? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But here we are when people are saying, oh, I'm experiencing this or I'm experiencing that or I'm experiencing, you know, da-da-da-da-da, they are saying that that's misinformation. But shouldn't the doctor provide you with all the necessary options? It shouldn't be one option. Is that correct? It shouldn't be one option. And so when someone is providing you with only one option, something is wrong, all right? So, Sister Paul, I did remember. I had the right verse, but I was in the wrong book. So it is Exodus 14:14. So write that down. As you know, we are in the last days, and the enemy's angry, right? He has come to make war, right? So he has come to make war with God's remnant, right? The woman and the remnant, right? So I want you to remember this, right? Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. I've also gotten a report back from out of New York, Brother Eli. Pray for Brother Eli. He seems like he's calling my name. Brother O'Neill had spoken about, you know, the things that are going on in New York. It is just, it's around the world, but in New York, it is just terrible, very draconian-like. And so the nurses and the teachers were, you know, protesting. They were really standing their ground. One of my girlfriend's cousin up there in New York, she was let go because she decided that I'm not going to take this. I'm going to stand up for my rights. So continue to pray for those persons. But she did say that the court ruled in the favor of the nurses. So that is something where the court ruled that they cannot mandate them or, you know, for them to be able to take that. So that is a ruling. We have been praying for that. So that's the ruling that came out. And so we're continuing to ask you all to pray for all of the individuals that are going through this this form of persecution right now. It's not the one, but it's a remnant of what we know that is to come. And so I want you to pray. I also had a conversation with, and I'm going to get to it, I'm going to be in diet and health today, so it's going to be brief. I spoke to my cousin, one of my cousin and one of my god brother in Jamaica, and they were talking about, and I mean, I'm Jamaican, so I could speak on it, in terms of the mandate. So he was like, well, right now he's an educator. He said he was working from home. They're trying to push for all of the kids to get the jab. And, you know, but as of right now, he is at home and his wife is at home. They're both educators and they're teaching from home. So we thank God for that. However, a lot of times, you know, as Brother O'Neill said, we're not hearing all the right things. We're hearing only what the media want to put out. And so he was kind of saying, well, yeah, I understand they want to vaccinate everybody. So I said, he said, because they said that the cases are rising. And so I said, well, you know, you need to check out this Johns Hopkins corona jab. I'm going to use that word, that code word, jab, pestilence site. And on there, look at what Jamaica is. At the time when I was talking to him, Jamaica only had 2,000 deaths. And so it's up to 2,053 now. However, they had 86,000, let me make sure, we had 86,507 confirmed cases. So with that, when you do the math, because it's really about, if we're talking about following the science and doing the math and looking at the data, it is only 0.02% of the individuals that are not recovering. So what does that mean? I think I heard Brother O'Neill reference to that. That means that 98% of the individuals who does contract this, they are recovering. And that's what my girlfriend mom, the doctor told her, right? Don't believe the hype. Continue to do what you're doing to make sure that, you know, you're boosting your immune system, as we have our 8 doctors that makes house calls. And if we're utilizing that and if we're sharing that with individuals, how much better thing would be curtailed, right? But we're not hearing that information at all. And so we want to make sure that we continue to do all of those wonderful things that you all share on the line. I know Sister Cancinelli, your garlic, your onion, your ginger, making sure that your vitamin D level is being taken care of. You're drinking, you're hydrated, you're getting enough rest. That is very important. You're being temperate in all things, getting some exercise, and make sure that you are holding fast to our Heavenly Father, that he, knowing that he will fight our battle. So thank you so much for that. So here we go. We're going to segue into this. I'm going to start with this portion first. I'm going to start with diet and health. Do I want to start with that or do I want to end with that? I think I want to end with that. I might go the other way around. Okay, let me start with that. All right, so we are in diet and health, and I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing, okay? Just linger a little bit longer. We're not going to be here very long. And it says right here, abstemiousness, I think I read part of this, and I'm just going to kind of pick up from last week. Abstemiousness in diet is rewarded with mental and moral vigor. It also aids in the control of the passions. Overeating is especially harmful in those who are sluggish in temperament. These should eat sparingly and take plenty of physical exercise. So may I ask a question? Let's say I'm eating all of the right food, right? I'm eating my vegetable, I'm eating my fruit, I'm eating my nuts, I'm drinking my water, but I'm overeating on those things. Is there a problem with that too? Right? Is there a problem with that? Because if our thing, we have to be what? We have to be temperate. We have to be temperate, right? And so abstemiousness, I always like look at, you know, the word. Let's look at it. It's not self-indulgent, especially when eating and drinking, right? Okay? Mm-hmm. So we are being temperate, okay, in what we do. We're eating in moderation. We're denying. I always enjoy, Wednesdays. I love the Sabbath, and I definitely enjoy and can't wait for the Sabbath. But Wednesday, I like that day because that is a day that I know Sister Powell and some of the other ladies, they go into a season of fasting and praying, and it is, you know, just to seek God and say, God, help me to withstand. Help me to deny myself from the physical food so that I'm able to be filled with your spiritual food. Amen? And so it says, overeating is especially harmful to those who are sluggish in temperament. These should eat sparingly and take plenty of physical exercise. These are men and women of excellent natural ability who do not accomplish half what they might if they would exercise self-control in the denial of appetite. And we talked about this. This is what one of the first temptations, right, that the devil, Satan, put before our Savior, Jesus Christ, right? Turn these stones into bread. And he said what? Get thee behind me, Satan. And we're going to have to say that. We're going to have to say get thee. And it might be, you know, your husband. It might be your wife. It might be your children. I mean, I told you I was trying to find a doctor that, you know, my other doctor recommend me to. He's an allergist. And the intake woman was saying to me, in order for me to come in there, I have to have the jab. If I don't have the jab, I'm going to have to do televisit. And if, you know, if he has to do any tests or anything on me, I can't come in the office. He's going to send me to another lab. So it's kind of like we're being scorned, right? We're being isolated. And if we think back on, you know, I think we had shared this. You think back on the individual back in the Bible that had leprosy, right? They were unclean. They had to stay away. Here we are now. It's the opposite, where they're telling the people who are who does not have the disease that they have to stay away, right? Kind of backwards, right? So it says, many writers and speakers fail here. After eating healthy, after eating heartily, they give themselves to sedentary occupation. So we're going to sit down. We're not going to move. Got to be careful how late we're eating as well, too. That is very important. When we eat, we want to make sure that we're not just lounging around, right? We don't go fall asleep. Sometimes we sit down and we read and we study and we write. These are activities that are sedentary. We're not moving. So when we eat, we want to make sure that we're moving around so we can burn those things off that we ate, right? All right, so it says they give themselves to sedentary occupation, reading, studying, or writing, allowing no time for physical exercise. As a consequence, the free flow of thought and words is checked. They cannot write or speak with the force and intensity necessary in order to reach the heart. Their efforts are tame and fruitless. God wants us to be bold with this message that we have. Amen? And we can't do that. But what we eat will also impact how we're, will cause us to be lethargic, right? Will energize us. It depends. If you eat things that you're not supposed to eat and you overeat, it's going to make you lethargic. It's not going to energize you so that you will be able to present the message and be forceful and bold with it. All right? It says, those upon whom rest important responsibilities, those above all who are guardians of spiritual interests, should be men of keen feeling and quick perception. More than others, they need to be temperate in eating. So it doesn't matter if you're on a plant-based diet, you still need to be temperate, right? We shouldn't be eating 10 o'clock at night, okay? Rich and luxurious foods should have no place upon their tables. So we want to have simple, colorful meals. Every day, men in position of trust have decisions to make upon which depend results of great importance, right? There's a lot of information coming from men that we trust, that we look up to. Right? And it's contrary to what thus saith the Lord. So we need to reevaluate that. Okay? Often they have to think rapidly, and this can be done successfully by those only who practice strict temperance. You got to be careful. Be careful of your source. Be careful of who you're getting your information from. The mind strengthens under the correct treatment of the physical and mental powers. If the strain is not too great, new vigor comes with every taxation. But often the work of those who have important plans to consider an important decision to make is affected for evil by the results of improper diet. And what does it say here? All right, I'm going to just turn back here. This is one of my favorite text as well. I know you all know it. And it says, right here, because this is contrary. Look, this is what God wants, right? He says, the elder unto the well-beloved, I mean, the third epistle of John, and I know Sister Paul probably read it before, but I think it is fitting right here, unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, verse 2, I wish what? Above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, amen, even as thy soul prosper. This is what our Heavenly Father wants for us. For I rejoice greatly, verse 3, when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. And that's what God wants for us. Right? That is what he wants from us, okay? He does not want us to, you know, walking in lies. That's why he said that, you know, we have to study to show ourselves approved. That's why he said that Satan, he lets no man deceive us. He wants us to walk in the truth, not what they're telling us, where they're not giving us the truth, as Brother O'Neill pointed out. We're getting the wrong information, and then when we do hear the truth, they call the truth misinformation. But isn't there a scripture that talks about God is going to send us a strong delusion so that we believe a lie or the truth, right? This is really what it is, because we want people to tell us a lie for truth. We don't want to comb through it. We don't want to question it either. We go against what people say. We go with what people say. And I shared something, you know, if I have some time, I'll share this. This, you know, I mean, I went to a HBC, I went to Howard, and, you know, we studied Malcolm X and all of that stuff. And he has some points that is applicable to this, where he says that, you know, one of the greatest things that we have to do, we have to look for ourselves. We have to listen for ourselves. We have to think for ourselves. And the reason why this is important, and it ties into Matthew 24, take heed, lest no man deceive you, is the reason for that is if you're not doing all of those things, you're going to be following people telling you to go east when you ought to go west. And you're going to follow people telling you to go west when you ought to go east, right? So we have to be careful as to who we're listening to, right? Because sometimes they will sprinkle it with some salt, with some seasoning that it is not the right seasoning. It's not the truth. And that's why it's so hard for the word, for you to identify a deception, because it's sprinkled with truth and it has lies in it. Amen? And God wants us not to walk in deception, not to walk in lies. He wants us to walk in what? In truth, right? It says, but often the work of those, I'm still in the diet of diet and health in the ministry of healing, okay? I'm on page 267. If you're just looking, I have the big book with the blue cover, and then the parentheses is 308 through 310. I started on page 266, and parentheses 308 to 310, right? It says, but often the work of those who have important plans to consider and important decision to make is affected for evil by the results of improper diet. A disordered stomach produces a disordered, uncertain state of mind. So if we overeat, if we have the wrong thing in our bodies, if we have junk, it is going to impact our mind. Then it causes irritability, harshness, or injustice. You ever see, I know I've overeaten before when I was younger, and it was one of the most uncomfortable feeling, right? You can't sit down, you can't lay down. It is just so uncomfortable, right? I know you are awesome people. I've never done that, okay? Many a plan that would have been a blessing to the world has been set aside. Many unjust, oppressive, even cruel measures have been carried as the result of disease condition due to what? Wrong habits of eating. Beloved, we know that we have the right arm of the gospel, the help message. Why are we not presenting it? This will correct it, right? This will correct all the disease condition due to wrong habits of eating. Here is a suggestion for all whose work is sedentary or chiefly mental. Let those who have sufficient moral courage and self-control try it. At each meal, take only two or three kinds of simple food and eat no more than is required to satisfy hunger. Today I had two halves of a sandwich, and I couldn't get to the other half. My stomach was full just from eating the little half a sandwich. I was good. I couldn't finish the whole thing. Amen? Take active exercise every day and see if you do not receive benefit. Just simple stuff. We're not asking you to run a marathon. Simple, simple stuff. Walk around your house. Walk around your block. Strong men who are engaged in active physical labor are not compelled to be as careful as to the quantity or quality of their food as are persons of sedentary habits. So if you are in the country and you're farming and you doing all of these heavy, and you cutting down the log in the tree, you could do a little bit more, right? Because you're moving, so you're going to burn it off, right? But even these would have better health if they would practice self-control in eating and drinking. Here is my one of my favorite parts that I know I've shared with you before, and we're coming down to an end, and I'm going to read just a little bit from Ministry of the Home, just a little bit, okay, a little part. It says, some wish that an exact rule could be prescribed for their diet. And we don't diet. We should have what? Life change, you know, lifestyle, right? This is what we do, our lifestyle, because diet is periodic, right? They overeat and then regret it. That's what I was talking about. And so they keep thinking about what they eat and drink. It's just an unsettling feeling. This is not as it should be. One person cannot lay down an exact rule for another. Everyone should exercise reason and self-control and should act from principle. So let me go back to this again. One person cannot lay down an exact rule for another. Everyone should exercise reason and self-control and should act from principle. So we have heard this, right? Isn't there a set of individuals, the elites, that are meeting in those secret meetings, you know, that are coming up with these decisions for people to follow? Huh. But this says one person cannot lay down an exact rule for another. Everyone should exercise reason, self-control, and should act from principle. Now, here's this part. Our bodies are who? Christ purchased. And we are not at liberty to do with them as we please. The laws of health should realize their obligation to obey these laws which God has established in their being. So if we have the health message and we have the 8 doctors that make health call and we have the principle, shouldn't we be obeying these things? Obedience to the laws of health is to be made a matter of what? Personal duty. Do I hear the liberty of conscience coming in here? We ourselves must suffer the results of violated law, right? Because of sin, because of things that we do before that we didn't really necessarily have the light before. Our parents have given us jabs that they didn't know about. We didn't know about it, but now we have some different light. And we cannot, the truth be told, they cannot equivalent or make the connection that those jabs that were being given previously is the same exact, sister, I'm hearing some background noise, is the same exact as what they're prescribing now, okay? And you got to give me all on the table. You have to give me all the options. You can't just give me one option as a doctor and I'm a patient. You have to give me options so then I can go and say, well, okay, let me see which is the best option for me. Amen? So it says, we ourselves must suffer the results of violated law. We must individually answer to God for our habits and practices. Therefore, the question with us is not what is the world's practice, but how shall I, as an individual, treat the habitation that God has given me? And that is the query. And so I'm going to segue. How much more minutes? All right, 2 more minutes. All right, just give me, I'm just asking for 2 more minutes, and then I'm going to read into Ministry of the Home. And this one is Life Opportunities. And I've read this before. I was drawn back to here again, and I'm going to share it. It says Life Opportunities. Is God giving us some opportunities within our life? Our time here is short. We can pass through this world but once. Pass along, let us make the most of life. The work to which we are called does not require wealth or social position or great ability. It requires a kindly, self-sacrificing spirit and a steadfast purpose. A lamp, however small, if kept steadily burning, may be the means of lighting many other lamps. Our sphere of influence may seem narrow, our abilities small, our opportunities few, our acquirements limited. Yet wonderful possibilities are ours through a faithful use of the opportunities of our own home. If we will open our hearts and homes to the divine principles of life, we shall become channels for currents of living, of life-giving power. From our homes will flow streams of healing, bringing life and beauty and fruitfulness where now are barrenness and dearth. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Though thou hast given commandment to save me, from thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 71, verse 3. And we'll end here with the reading and the message for tonight.
Amen. Can you pray? Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Can you do prayer for us?
Certainly, certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we want to say thank you for this word. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for reminding us that you have given us our bodies as your temple, and we are not to do whatever we want to do with it. We're not to defile it. That also means what we're eating, what we're ingesting, what we're marking, what we're carving on our bodies, what we're wrapping our bodies with, what we're thinking. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this word. We thank you that we can stand on your promises, Lord. We can stand that we are only here for a short time, and you have given us a message to present so that people can be healed. Stir our hearts, God. Provoke us so that we will see the urgency. We will be able not only to be it, not only to say it, but to be it, so that when people see us, they can see that light that's coming from you, Heavenly Father. Forgive us where we've erred, Lord. Forgive us where we've done things that we weren't supposed to do. But because you're such a loving God, Lord, you can recreate us. Let us keep our eyes up to you, Heavenly Father. Let us stand on your promises that you have given us herbs for healing and for meat. Lord, we see that men are telling us all things. We're getting so much. It's one-sided. But, Lord, you told us, let not our hearts be troubled. Look to you from whence our help cometh. Be with everyone that is on this line, Lord. Many individuals are perplexed because of what's coming down. But help us, Lord, to, with boldness, spread your message so that others can see your light and get out of darkness. Others can see you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for everyone on this line and what you will continue to do. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So, first of all,
I don't know
if you have a couple minutes if you want, Brother O'Neill, to if he had anything else that he wanted to share, comments.
That's what I was going to do. All right. I want to thank Sister Stephanie for that presentation, and Brother and Sister, we asking you to go and study back, read back those chapters. You know, God told us that our body is purchased by him. Our body do not belong to us, right? Even though they want to use our body and for a hostel, you just be willing to put that they can put in anything in our body. But our body belongs to God. Thank you, my dear, for that presentation. And Brother O'Neill, I'm going to open your line.
and give my brothers and sisters, let us be patient. And if you have any comment about the reading, I think you know what sometimes we need to hear. So if you have any comment and you want something that you did not understand, you can just take off yourself *8, and then you can call Sister Stephanie as I open the line for Brother O'Neill, that you can come back on the line. And if you have anything more to share about the vaccination or any report, you know, any report that we need, because there's a lot of report out there, brothers and sisters, and we are not getting these reports from churches, right? So we are so grateful that we are able to have our brothers and sisters again come with these reports so that we can understand what is going on. So 631-552, Brother O'Neill, your line is open.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Pearl, for opening up my line. I truly want to thank God for the presentation by Sister Stephanie. It was a blessing. And the many testimonies that she shared from her experience with those she has shared, the method that God has shared with her, and it has been a blessing. So when we do our part, God will bless, and others will be one for the kingdom. That's why we all are missionaries. We are all ministers for Christ. In the book Confrontation, I want to share a quote from the book Confrontation. I want you guys to listen to this carefully. It's the book Confrontation. It's a very interesting book. It speaks about the life of Christ, and it also speaks about the way the enemy works and how we can overcome him. It's a very wonderful book, that is written by Ellen White called Confrontation. She says, in Confrontation 72.2, Jesus did not come to men with commands, listen to this carefully, and threatenings, but with love. That is without apparel. Yeah? So I'm going to read over that part again. So Jesus did not come to men with commands and threatenings. Hear that? With love. That is without apparel. Love begets love. Hear that? Love begets love. And thus the love of Christ displayed upon the cross woes and wins the sinners. So Christ's love is not compelling. It don't compel people that if you don't do this or if you don't do that. Any of those compelling things come from the father of lies, Satan himself. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that force. And we have to note, when we see men doing these things, they are not influenced by the spirit of God, but by the spirit of demons. Okay? I want you to take that carefully, what I just said. I'll continue. She says, believing and binds him repenting to the cross, believing and adoring the matchless depths of a Savior's love. Christ came to the world to perfect a righteous character for many and to elevate the fallen race. That's why Christ came here, to elevate fallen men and to show them the true character of who God is. But only a few, listen to this carefully, but only a few of the millions in our world will accept the righteousness and excellency of his character and fulfill the requirements given to secure their happiness. Hear that? Many are called, but what? Few are chosen.
Few are chosen.
And she says, what? Broad is the road that lead to what? Destruction. And narrow is the road that what? Lead to life. Mm-hmm. And very what? Few shall find it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because many do not want to comply with Christ's simple method. So we see how when the enemy uses method, he enforces and he threatens, and many people become fearful and act out of fear and make decisions which go against their conscience. Mm-hmm. Hear that? Let me share something. This is a very, I've been following this information for a while. This pastor in Canada, I don't know if you got, you don't hear these things on mainstream media. Pastor Arthur Polunsky. Pastor what? Arthur Polunsky. You know what happened to him? He opened up his church during a time that they said that his church should be locked down. This man is not a Seventh-day Adventist. And he opened up his church and defied the system policies. And he was jailed 4 times. The latest, he had a court instance. And what they're telling him that he should abandon his faith and follow the state. And he said, no, I'd rather die. He said, I'd rather die accepting Christ's method than man's method. Yeah, one of the thing that the judge says the other day, they told him that for 18 months, he cannot travel outside of the his jurisdiction, Alberta, Canada. He has to stay there. He can't go to no other providence. I think they call it providence over there, or state or whatever. He cannot go. He has to stay right there for 18 months. And he has to, but the judge told him that he should condemn himself. If he said something which go against what the state says, he should condemn himself every time by retracting what he has said. That's what they told him that he should do, or else they're going to come and get him again. So this man has been facing a lot of things because of his decision to stand up for what he prosecutions, I guess, it's about for what he believes. You understand? So he says, because this man has been standing up not since COVID-19, from 2005, he has been in hot wire with the system, because this man go out of his way to feed the homeless and to help them in many ways, and because he says he does not like to see humanity suffering, and he always has been there, putting his life out there for his people and for his members of the church and for people in his community. He has been doing a lot of outreach, and this man has been up again because they want to quiet and silent his conscience and what he believes. So we see how the enemy is working against those who stand up for truth. And these are men like Martin Luther. Martin Luther was a monk in the Catholic faith. And Martin Luther, God spoke to him. Martin Luther usually walked on a step, creeping on his foot, going to the Pope to ask for pardon. And one day God spoke to him that righteousness is by faith. It's not by work. You can't work your way into the kingdom, meaning that individual is through Christ. And when Martin Luther got that message, he severed his ties with Rome. You hear that? His ties with Rome. So there are many ministers and people out there that we think not because truly are not Seventh-day Adventists, that they are not standing up for what they believe. That they are standing up for the light that they have, and God is going to bless them abundantly, and they are going to take some of us place. Because we, like the Jewish nation, they had no dealing with the Gentiles. But there were many Gentiles who accepted Christ, while many Jews rejected Christ. That's why it says he came unto his own receive him, not but to them as receive him, as give him power to be called the Son of God.
God.
I'm going to share 2 more quotes before I go. So I want you to pray for Pastor Louis Kilker. Right now, they have a fund in Canada that they set up for him. They call the fund that they set up It's called Save Pastor Lewinsky. So Pastor Lewinsky was sentenced to 3 days in jail, already served, $3,000 fines plus $4,000 in costs for violating the Gates order, $20,000 fine along with $15,000 in costs to be jointly shared with his brother, for violating rookie order, 18 months probation without condition. So they said that. This was just the other day. So they are saying that he has to. So Jermaine ordered that for next 18 months, whenever Pastor talks about lockdowns, listen this carefully, the pandemic or vaccine in tweets, in speeches, in media interview, he must immediately repudiate himself. You hear that? You hear that word? Repudiated? You hear what is going to happen in America? The prophet told us that what? Our constitution will be what? Repudiated.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you see that word?
It's here. Our constitution is here.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah. Yes. You hear that? Repeat himself and give the office government view, condemning himself. You hear that I said earlier on? He must argue against himself. You hear that? He must condemn himself or go back to jail. You hear that? It's compelled speech like Moses struggle session in communist China. That sounds like communist China, right? You have to say that the government tells you to say. The judge also it passed the author with $42,000 in fines, in Canadian dollar that. And another $10,000 for his brother, David. 4 speeches unheard of in Canada law. Even this is unconstitutional in Canada law, but yet still they are trying to impose on people. So they're trying to change all the laws, happening only in Canada. It's happening in Australia as well. These policies in Melbourne, Australia. You could check on the news. A lot of people have been tear gassed, beaten with baton for protesting against all these mandates. Even convicted murderers cannot be ordered to apologize for their crimes. You hear that? But this pastor, you have to repudiate all that he said. And anyway, such a force apology would be meaningless. But to convict pastor must now violate his own conscience and repeat an angry judge talking point or face prison. You hear that? That's the whole point of it. The judges want Pastor Arthur to submit to acknowledge the government as his master. You hear that? And if he can't convince Pastor Arthur of that voluntary, he will force him to say it. It's like forcing him to kneel with the police have already done. What a disgrace this judge is, especially to Alberto, whose official motto, here's their official motto in Alberta, Canada, is strong, strong and free. Strong and free is their motto, but yet still, they're violating their own motto at the expense of a pastor. And that's not all. In his 40-minute rant, the judge repeatedly criticized Pastor Arthur for talking about civil liberties to the media. He specifically mentioned Pastor Arthur's appearance on Fox News. But what does that have to do with allegedly breaking a Canadian law? Nothing, but it has everything to do with politics. So to stop more media appearance, the judge has ordered Pastor Arthur to self-denounce after every public statement. The judge also rage at Pastor Arthur for going on speaking tour, warning other churches around North America about the threat to civil liberty. So to stop that, the judge also banned, as what I said earlier on, Pastor Arthur from leaving the province of Alberta for 18 months. You hear that? So the man cannot go nowhere else for speaking engagement. You want to stop the man. From if you check Great Controversy, read the book Great Controversy, you see what was happening with Oscar and Jerome and all these men, the Waldenses and all these people. Have we seen that in 2021, people?
Yes, we just have to pray, my dear sister.
So we see what is going on, that the enemy is throwing everything. He's throwing everything at the people of God, especially in the closing scene of Earth History. So listen this carefully as I close. He says from Christ Object Lesson, Christ Object Lesson 332.2. Yes, it says, stand like Daniel. That faithful statement, a man whom no temptation could corrupt. Do not disappoint him who so loved you that he gave his own life to cancel your sin. He says, without me, he can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Remember this. If you have made mistake, you certainly gain a victory if you seize these mistakes and regard them as beacons of warning. Thus, you turn defeat into victory, disappointing the enemy and honoring your Redeemer. In closing, he says in 32.3, a character formed according to the divine likeness. Listen to this. Listen to this carefully. When I read this, he says, a character formed according to the divine likeness is the only treasure that we can take from this world to the next. You hear that?
Uh-huh.
A character formed according to the divine likeness is the only treasure that we can take from this world to the next. Those who are under instruction of Christ, not the government, under instruction from what? Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In this world will take every divine attainment with them to the heavenly mansions. And in heaven, we are continually to improve. How important then is the development of a character in this life? We are all here for one thing, to develop a character with the likeness of our Master, with the likeness of our Creator, with the likeness of our Redeemer, with the likeness of our Savior, with the likeness of our Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. That's why we were born. Adam and Eve, even though they were sinless, they were still was created to form a character, which is the likeness of Christ. They were under probation, as each and every one of us. But I pray that as we hear these things that is happening on the world, it's not something to cause us to be fearful, but to believe that these things will become to each and every one of us soon. Soon, America will be like Canada and like Australia, where your religious liberty is being. It's gradual. We see these mandates, but we're going to see them greater mandates coming. And it's not going to get any better. It's not getting any better. Matthew 24 tells us that because iniquity abounds, the love of many waxes cold. Matthew 24, verse 11. Because iniquity abounds, the love of many waxes cold. And the Bible tells us that it is time is coming. So, Sister Powell, thank you for opening up my line. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. And I pray, Lord, that you will not be misinformed, but be informed by the word of God, the spirit of prophecy, and prayer and fasting for one another.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill. You know, this is what we all need to hear, brothers and sisters. We may be a little late, but you know what? We have to get ourselves ready and prepared. Only the character of Christ going to help us in this time that we are in this time. We read it, right? Great controversy. We read all the things that happened, what took place, were those reformers, and now we can look and we saw it on our own people in Canada, this pastor
Otto, what he is facing, you know, and facing, and brothers and sisters, we are seeing that these things is happening right at our doorstep. So all we have to do, pray for each other, pray for one another. So let us close off in prayer. I don't know if Sister Stephanie have any comment. 240, if you have, before we pray off, before we want to thank Brother Oni for...
Yes, certainly. Certainly, yes. We certainly wanted to thank Brother Anil. He was giving some good information when he was talking. If he could repeat the first text, if you could get that from him. I know you said out of confrontation. That was really, really powerful. And it led me, as he was talking, to think about what happened in the Garden of Eden with Eve and the serpent, right? What did he do? He gave her misinformation and then said, God gave you misinformation. Is that what he said? So isn't it parallel as to what is going on now? And so that's what came to my mind as he was sharing the information as well. And that quote in confrontation, if we could get it, write it down. It's a very powerful quote as was shared, because we heard the prophetess being used in different as pawns. You know, we use her when we want to push an agenda, but we throw her in the trash heap when we don't want to hear that, right? And so let's be watchful. Let's keep our eyes. Brother Rick shared that on the other day. Let's keep our eyes. Let's be watchful, right? Let's watch and pray, all right? And move in, you know, ask God for that power so that we can walk into it and share this message, this everlasting gospel that we have here now. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, and also Brother Honeel. And we want to thank our beloved, faithful brothers and sisters who still on the line listening, brother. We go a little further, you know, a little late, but you know what? We got a lot of information, and, you know, this is the time that we have to stick together. This is the time that we have to say, the Lord said, come, let us reason together. And if we don't stay together, how we are going to hear these wonderful, wonderful praise reports? So we just want to thank God. Thank you again. And we will meet each other soon. We're going to pray. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, O strength and your Redeemer. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your fresh bread from heaven that you have given unto us, Lord, with those wonderful presentations and promises and reminder, Lord, and showing us, Lord, the things that is happening, the things that have been happened already, and it have also been repeating itself, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for your manservant, Lord, that present, Lord, all these wonderful reports to us, dear Father, and sharing the quote. Thank you for Sister Stephanie that present, Lord Jesus, the message, dear Father, right, and want us to be obedient to the health message, dear Father. Continue to bless us. And now, dear Father, we lift up Pastor Arthur to you. How he is your servant. You know him, Lord, even more than how we know him. And we are asking you for your protection, your love, your mercy, your care. Give him the strength, Lord, that he needs if there is no other time to stand up, just like the three Hebrew boy. Help us, Lord. And I do know that the world is praying for him now. These brothers and his sisters are praying, dear Lord, and whatsoever help that we can do in this situation, and Lord, that we can get better get a clearer understanding and information that we can play a part, Lord, into this, Lord. Continue to bless us tonight, we pray. Thank you forever, brothers and sisters. We lift up all the requests, Lord, that each one has presented, and help us to be faithful. Give us a good sleep tonight, we pray. We want to thank you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, let us meet tomorrow, Sabbath. Tomorrow night. Tomorrow is Friday, Sabbath night. We are asking each brothers and sister to join us. God bless. And we are going to close off with just a little song, as we used to this little song. All right. I surrender. I surrender all to Jesus. It's a little low,